She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
And a good Monday morning to you, Mal.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, it's a Monday morning for sure, isn't it?
Yes, it is. First full week for a lot of us after the holiday season.
I don't know if Colleen's going to make it. There's been a lot.
It's not just her. I heard a lot of people saying that over the weekend.
Thank you.
I haven't worked a full week in 3 weeks or whatever, and they just... Yeah.
Well, I did take Friday off.
Did you?
I can't handle it yet.
I know. He's back into it. I get it.
Well, Kurt says you're actually in the house this morning calling us.
I am. I'm warm and toasty, still in my pajamas.
What?
And I have TV in the background in case there's breaking news for this national championship game.
I can
read the scroll.
Yeah. Well, what?
Very professional.
What are pajamas for Mal, the sports gal? Do you have matching set?
No, actually, today I have on a blue flannel pants and an Elkhart City Festival t-shirt.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's exactly what I would have pictured, something just like that. Okay, we have a big game. One more college football game tonight, the national championship game. It's Alabama, of course.
Yes.
And Georgia. It's 7 o'clock, I think, right, on ESPN?
Yes, according to the scroll that I'm seeing right now, it says 8 p.m. Eastern.
Got it.
So, yes, 7 o'clock.
Got it. So what do you think?
Well, Alabama's kind of like, I understand how people feel about Dowling now. You know? I mean, a little comparison issue there, but Alabama seems to be there every year, and everybody, you know, loves Nick Saban, the coach. And he's going for his 6th national championship.
Jeez.
Tonight.
Congrats to him.
The guy like lives in a cave pretty much. He doesn't do anything but football, and he's a freak. He just is like doesn't care about anything.
Wasn't he the guy that after the election last year said he forgot about the election? He didn't vote because he was too busy concentrating on football, and he forgot. How could you have forgotten that election?
I know. I don't understand.
Well, yes, but not the day after.
Right. There was some talk about it.
The point is, you're right, he's obsessed with football.
Yes.
And he is the coach that said that, so... You know, and the coach for Georgia is Kirby Smart, who's actually a protege of Saban's. And the Georgia Bulldogs are one of those teams that the program's just kind of getting started. And you can tell that we're going to hear a lot about them in the future, you know.
Okay.
And I like Georgia because one of my favorite NFL quarterbacks is Matt Stafford. So he went there. Last time they won the championship, Herschel Walker played for him.
Right.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I was in 5th grade at St. Joseph's. That's how long ago it was. So.
And who was your teacher?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know.
I remember my 5th grade teacher, Mrs. Jacobs.
Yeah, Sister Carla for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. 5th grade is kind of a blur. And,
for so many reasons.
We had our principal was a really mean nun. She didn't like me. You know? I was the May Queen, and that was just like, that was when I got picked, she was just devastated that I was representing.
Oh.
Wait, what is the May Queen?
Oh, yeah, May Queen.
Yeah, in 8th grade, one of the girls gets chosen to crown the Blessed Virgin.
Oh.
And Mary, and I was chosen. They drew my name out of a hat, and I had to wear flowers in my hair, a little white dress, and scarred for life.
We're going to need
Where
that picture, Mal.
Pictures?
We're going to need that picture.
My mom would probably do that.
Definitely going to need that one.
Boy, I got way off track.
That's all right. That's all right. We were curious about you did in 5th grade. All right. Anyway, back to the game. Alabama-Georgia, yes.
Alabama-Georgia. The thing I like about Georgia is I like their quarterback, Jake Fromm. He's a freshman. And he stepped in when their quarterback got hurt early in the year. Eason, I think, was his last name. But he's done a fantastic job. He's going to be NFL caliber kind of kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one bad loss, and it was against Auburn. And ironically, that was Alabama's only loss was against Auburn this year. So,
right.
I mean, to me, Auburn's national champ.
Right.
Yeah. Or Central Florida. I'm still rooting for Central Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And somehow, if you go 6 degrees separation, really the Hawkeyes are the national champ.
That's right.
But Alabama does not have a flashy offense at all. Jalen Hurts is their quarterback, and Nick Saban typically doesn't have quarterbacks that are real flashy. It's that they're very efficient. I think he's a sophomore. Yeah, he was, because he was freshman of the year in the SEC last year. So he's good. Their defense it tells the story. They're not one of the greatest Alabama defenses, because they've had some good ones.
Yeah.
But they're top-notch. Georgia relies a lot on their running game. They have a couple really good running backs. And I think last name's Chubb, one of them. The other one's like Sony Michael, or I don't know. I was reading some stuff on them, and they both seem pretty solid.
Are you just watching ESPN and telling us things?
No, because they're showing Saints highlights right now. And I can't read that scroll fast enough. Okay, there's something about it right now. No, it's all in my mind. I have a mind like a trap.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Well, until I have a couple white cans and I forgot where I was. Exaggeration, Mom. But the thing is, I really see this coming down to efficiency and a couple really strong defenses. And Alabama's favored by 4. I don't think it's going to be like an overly exciting game as far as scoring is concerned, like Georgia had against Oklahoma in a Rose Bowl.
All right.
But I think that the experience of Nick Saban and crew and prepping for a game and the efficiency of their quarterback is going to be the difference maker. And not shocking, I am taking Alabama, and I think that they're going to win 27-17 over the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right. All right. I can't say as I'm surprised, but I guess we'll find out for sure.
Yeah, and then let's just wrap it up. Like, this game always throws me. I thought we had moved on to college basketball by now.
Are they playing at the same time? I know this disrupts your life.
It throws me. I don't know.
I understand.
For some reason, we're still talking about college football, and I don't get it.
You watch 20 TV shows at least a week, and they overlap, and you're fine with it.
I know, but this game fails me, so all right.
Yeah, this does throw some off, and it will be done until we start talking about the draft next week.
That's right. That's right. All right, Mal. She's going with Alabama. No big surprise.
Mal.
Thanks, Mal. You have a great day. And we'll talk to you about some NFL games later in the week. It's Mal the Sports Gal, and here on Ken, Conley, and Kurt. Don't forget, follow her on Twitter, at Mal Sports Gal, and on Facebook, Mal the Sports Gal page.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.